from open meeting requirements under Title 2.2, Chapter 37, and 15.2-2907 of the Code of Virginia, and only such public business matters as were identified in the motion by which the closed session was convened or heard, discussed, or considered in the session.
Okay, I have a second.
I'll have a second.
Okay. Ms. Bunch?
Aye.
Ms. Gordon?
Aye.
Ms. Watt? Aye. Ms. Conner?
Aye.
And Ms. Reed?
Aye.
Back in open session.
We're going to the doors.
Do you want like an icebreaker?
No, sorry.
This is a make it up split. It's like a valve work. Would you like one, Vicki?
No, thank you.
We're in open session.
Vicki, thank you for everything. I can't see you. Are you, oh, Sarah's driving her scooter, isn't she?
I may, I'll see if she wants to ride home.
When I try to catch her afterwards, she's usually busy. I guess you do.
I'll wait. I usually wait.
First, I will entertain a motion to set the public hearing for the sale, transfer, or purchase of public property for next month.
Make a motion.
Motion for Mr. Watt, can I have a second, please?
Second.
Second for Ms. Carter. Any discussion, Ms. Bunch?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Carter?
No.
Ms. Watt?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Turner?
No.
And Ms. Whitney?
Yes, sir.
Voting, Ms. Whitney?
Aye. I mean, to put it into?
To a public hearing.
Public hearing.
Aye, I'm sorry.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Ms. Watt?
Aye.
Ms. Carter?
Aye.
And Ms. Bunch?
Aye.
And just to clarify for staff's benefit, this is for the purchase of the property as discussed with the terms as agreed upon.
Right.
Thank you.
All right, next item is the continuation of the town attorney. I will have a motion for the continuation of Mr. Berry's contract after January 1.
I'll make a motion.
Have a motion, I have a second.
A second.
Have a second for Mr. Bunch. For our board discussion, this is a yay vote will retain, a nay vote will not continue this contract after January.
And this is to run his contract concurrent with the rest of the terms that go in the continuation ordinance at the beginning?
Just till January 1 of 2022.
Right, so it'll be concurrent with everybody else's, with mine, with
now, yours is already, yours is 2 years.
Okay, so you're just going to January 1, 2022?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm confused. That's not correct. That's not
no.
Right. Honey, we're sorry. I'm sorry. We're in 2021. That's only a few months. January 2022.
Right, January.
Right. That's what we talked about.
That's not the way you worded it. Sorry.
It's his contract until 2020, January of 2022.
That's not what you said.
No, that's not correct.
What did I? All right, tell me what I said wrong.
You said that the contract would run through the next year and be back on the same schedule with theirs.
That is what you said.
Yeah.
Well, I meant to say January 2022. Does that make sense
no,
now?
No, it does not. No. I'm sorry.
I am thoroughly confused.
Yeah, clear it off.
Would y'all like me to step in?
No,
we're good. We got to pin down the dates.
Okay. It was
your original motion.
Right.
Was because you said a yay vote would carry his contract through 2022, and
right.
A nay vote
would stop his contract.
You
correct.
Said through 2022.
A yay vote would carry it on to get onto the cycle. A nay vote will stop it come January of 2022.
Okay, that's not what you said the second time. So you've said two separate things.
Okay,
so that's
right.
We're all confused all
right.
And we're trying
here,
to figure out we're voting
can,
on the right
let's
thing.
See if I can unconfuse it.
Okay.
A yay vote means that Mr. Berry's contract will be continued through 2022, so he's back on the same schedule with everybody else. A nay vote means his contract will be ended January 1 of 2022. In other words,
that's
in 3
better.
Months.
Okay, thank you. That's
I thought that's what I said in my
no,
mind.
You didn't.
So, okay, now we all on the same page?
Yes, thank you. I just want to make sure we're understanding the same language.
Okay, I got it. Now, discussion, Mr. Bunch?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Carton?
No.
Mr. Watts?
No, sir.
Ms. Turner?
And no.
And Ms. Whitney?
No.
Okay, vote. Mr. Bunch?
No.
Ms. Carton?
No.
Mr. Watts?
Yes.
Ms. Turner?
No.
And Ms. Whitney?
No.
The nays have it, and it's 1-4-0. Mr. Berry, we would like to thank you for your service. We will continue your contract through January 1st, 2022. Ms. Carter, if you would start the stuff from RFP to be published, and so we can get that out, okay? And Ms. Berry, would you like to say anything before we close the meeting?
Well, not really. Yes, I did. You know, I've thought about this very carefully, and I've anticipated not being re-upped. And the knock on it was not being as responsive to council as council has wanted me to be responsive to. If that's the problem, then I'm sorry I didn't correct that. I'm a negotiator, and I have settled everything that's been given to me to settle. It has not cost the town any undue publicity, money, and I've kept my budget down. I'm not charging you $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month, and I hope the next person does the same, does not charge you that kind of money. You may be moving toward that with the different things, the bond referendums. There's areas that I don't want to fool with, and I always try to outsource things I don't think I can handle. And I've never mixed bones about that. Surprised in one sense, but I'm not going to go away without fighting and just tell you how I feel about it. I've enjoyed working for the town. I've tried to give you the best advice I could. I have drug my feet on a couple of matters, and whether you agree or not, if it costs the town $50,000 for this piece of property with Mr. Emmert, it's money well spent, quite frankly. There are other issues that I did not deal with as quickly, the one with the RV park, but I'm glad I drug my feet on that too, because that was a false cover for that company. Had we jumped right on that thing, and nobody knew about that, we could have been in a situation. So as far as doing the job, I hope I've done the job as I'm supposed to. I felt I have. And sometimes it's maybe best to move on. But I do appreciate working with all of you, especially you, Mayor, and previous chief, okay? All kidding aside, Ms. Wheaton, I think you've come a long way.
Thank you.
Ms. Turner, it's good to have you on board for the town. Ms. Carton's always been a pleasure. And Mr. Bunch, likewise. So I think that's all I've got to say. What I anticipate doing tomorrow or Friday is getting Mr. Emmert to sign the contract. I think that's the next step. Once he signs the contract, I've advised him I will handle all the paperwork unless you don't want me to do that.
We have to have a public hearing on that.
Yeah, we still need to have a contract.
Right, but we need to, I think the goal of council would be to, yes, have a public hearing next month. We're going to go ahead and sign a contract because the draft contract has a contingency that says the approval of council.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
okay.
It's a purchase contract that he's done. It does say that the approval of council, that he understands that. And then we would go ahead and work towards closing and having all that paperwork ready for right after.
And it includes the contingencies that the lawsuits would be dismissed, the claim we have and also the counterclaim he has. So it would all be wrapped up.
Yeah, I'm not real clear on what the counterclaim is. Can we discuss that right now?
We're in open session. All right, thank you, Ms. Berry. You set up public hearing. And like I said, Ms. Berry, you're still with us until January.
Okay, so well, I do thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Ms. Turner makes a motion. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Watts. Ms. DeMarch.
Aye.
Ms. Carter.
Aye.
Ms. Watts.
Aye.
Ms. Turner.
Aye.
Move to later.
Aye.
And Ms. Wheaton.
Yes, sir.
Okay, motion carried 5-0-0.
Is that it?